Welcome to Motorland, a podcast driven by AAA. We're bringing you behind-the-scenes stories from some of America's great road trip destinations. I'm Jared Deenda, the voice of motorsports and auto events all around the world, and your wheelman here in Motorland.
And I'm Michelle Donati from AAA. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, knowing AAA has your back should anything happen along the road, whether you're the driver or the passenger.
All right, Michelle, when was the last time you visited Palm Springs? I got to ask.
I hate to admit it, Jared. I've driven through Palm Springs about 100 times, but I have never stopped. I had a big epic trip planned, and then COVID shut everything down. So I am due for a visit.
What?
Blame COVID. It was not my fault. I had this epic trip planned and then everything shut down and I just need to get it back up. But it's very high on my list of places to see.
Can't wait for you to visit Palm Springs, and you got to do that next time. There are still so many historic places and they won't be there forever, right? So our guest on this episode knows where to go and has some great stories to tell.
Okay, then it's Palm Springs time. So get your shades on.
Sunglasses are on. Here we go. Annette Kessen, welcome to Motorland.
Thank you guys so much.
Your company, Five Star Adventures, gives a lot of tours of Palm Springs, which is kind of the mecca of this modernism, mid-century, bygone era, old school Hollywood. So about how many times do you think you've driven around the area showing people all the sights? Any guesses?
Pretty much every day, twice a day, 7 days a week for 30 years.
I'm terrible at math, but that sounds like a lot, right, Michelle?
That's a lot.
Sounds like a lot. It sounds like a lot. How did you get into becoming a tour guide of Palm Springs?
Well, I lived in Colorado for quite a while, and I was in the dental field. And I dropped all that to do tours. So I did some tours in Aspen, Colorado, and I came to Palm Springs because the winters are rough there. And what better place to winter than Palm Springs? That's what the movie stars did.
Yeah, and the culture is strong in Palm Springs. We talk about Hollywood and this 1950s kind of mid-century era, but when you think of Palm Springs area today, it has a vibe all its own. How did that really get its start of the kind of the modern era?
Well, you go back to the temperature, go back to the climate. And when you're in LA and it's gloomy and cold, where's the best place to go? Somewhere warm. You come through that pass, that Banning Pass, and you're just like in, oh, Shangri-La. You've just left gloom behind you. And now you've stepped into paradise. You're 66 to 88 degrees. You got 3 months solid of that. And the movie stars came out as they started filming. So this was an area where the scouts would come out and say, oh, do you think we could film the Sheik out here? Yeah. So you've got desert. You've also got the glamour of Hollywood out here. So they filmed a lot out here. In fact, the last thing filmed out here, I think, was Don't Worry, Darling with Olivia Wilde and what's that cute boy?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. Yeah.
I love Harry Styles. Yeah, I mean, if you don't like him, we can't be friends. I know Michelle loves him.
I love Harry Styles.
Kind of a new school Fred Astaire. Let's just call it what it is. I love his style.
Absolutely.
And they did film it, most of it, in Palm Springs, right at the Richard Nortra house, the Kaufman house. That is very mid-century. It's in all of the books. It's in the Poolside Chat books and all the things. They film a lot there.
I liked what you said, Shangri-La. Just you could thaw out, you got the pool, you got the food, the vibes. But Palm Springs also played a major role because the studios dictated that you needed to be ready to shoot in a certain amount of time, correct?
Correct. You've got 2 hours to get back. 90 miles to LA, whatever it is, 100 miles to a studio, you've got a restriction under your contract. And those restrictions are going to tell you can't be more than X amount of miles. So they've got a lot of little buildings and bungalows that were built back in the 30s. The Plaza, for instance, which was the first modernized shopping mall built in the nation. They called the top little floors the penthouses. That's where the chauffeurs would stay so that they could get back to the El Mirador Hotel, which was the first one built in 1926 or 7, and they'd take them back to Hollywood. So back and forth and back and forth. So, you know, if you got to get back and reshoot a scene or whatever it is you have to do, you got to get back quick. So they had a lot of restrictions. And those contracts were not kind. The first Rat Pack, in fact, was not Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis, Dean Martin, or Peter Lawford. The original Rat Pack was Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Judy Garland, and David Niven.
Mm.
So this is under those contracts. So then in comes Frank Sinatra as friends with Humphrey Bogart, who died young. What was he, 57? Leaving a child with Lauren Bacall. Then she's off raising that child. David Niven is, you know, off in the wind wherever he went. And then in comes Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, and then Peter Lawford. Now we have agents. Now we're making our own decisions, making money. So Palm Springs was the place because it fit the miles. Then the contracts ended. They started moving out into the gated golf communities, of which we all know today, whatever it is, 125 golf courses.
Now you're speaking my language, Annette. I love golf. So if we could hurry this up, I got a tee time at Indian Wells Country Club is so awesome. I love that course.
And do you know why it's called Indian Wells?
I don't know, Annette, but you're going to tell me and I'm excited to hear it.
Because Indian Wells sits on one of the wells the Indians dug to the aquifer. It's 40 feet above sea level.
What?
So we sit in an aquifer because all these mountains that are around us, when the eruption, you know, the plates happened, it created a dam and a wall all the way around. So all the mountains touch each other. So it takes about 80 years for that snow melt and rain that we get up on that mountain to get underneath us.
Annette, you blew my mind when you said that the original Rat Packs started in Palm Springs, but they were not any of the cast characters that I associate with the Rat Pack. So can you tell us how that crew got their name?
Yeah, so it didn't start actually in Palm Springs. It started at the studios. That group of people were getting irritated at the treatment. What movies you're going to be in, what you're going to wear, what you're going to drink, who you're going to marry, when you could have a baby. Big restrictions. And they got tired of it. And so that group of four would go into the studios and complain. Well, Louis B. Mayer was irritated with that whole situation. He's like, I'm tired of these people coming in and complaining. So he'd run into his office, lock it, tell his secretary, keep that Rat Pack out of my office. And he is essentially the one who named them the Rat Pack. Mm. So it was because of the restrictions.
And Louis B. Mayer is the M of the second M of MGM. So Metro Goldwyn Mayer. So we talk about the Rat Pack, this bygone era, all these great people. Frank Sinatra is just synonymous with that era. An old blue eyes, the Frank Sinatra house, which Michelle, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but notably he has the one room next to the pool, but then the covered deck, when the sun hits it right, it projects piano keys along the patio or the deck of the pool. Am I correct, Annette? And any other cool feature? And you could rent this house.
Yeah. So the pool is the shape of a baby grand piano. And in the morning, the sun hits that and it casts a shadow on top of the pool that looks like piano keys.
It's probably one of the best kept houses. And it's down in, what area is that called, Annette?
That's the movie Colony. That's kind of mid section Palm Springs that was built around the El Mirador. And they colonized there first, around where the El Mirador is. So that's why it's the movie Colony. That home was built in 1947. And he had it when he was with Nancy. And then they divorced. And what happened the next day? He married Ava Gardner.
Real loyal blue eyes. He just
the ink wasn't even dry. He was on to the next. Annette, can you tell us about some of the other cool or famous homes that people can stay in or rent out if they visit Palm Springs?
Yeah, there's the Robert Stack house where lots of hanky-panky went on with Robert Stack, Elizabeth Taylor, and Frank Sinatra, if the walls could talk. Katharine Hepburn's home now is available to rent. Dinah Shore's, which is now owned by Leonardo DiCaprio. Joe DiMaggio, you can rent that one. You need to just look up Palm Springs Celebrity Rentals, and it'll tell you how much it is. Now, everything drops after 4th of July, but generally the Frank Sinatra estate rents $3,300 a night, three-night minimum.
We got this, Michelle. We're going. A house I really want to visit is Bob Hope's up on the hill. You can't get in it.
Yeah, Ron Burkle owns that. He owns the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Can we call Ron real quick? Can we get him on the horn? And
call him up. He's also the big grocery mogul. He bought it for almost $14 million not too long ago. That house has been on the market for years.
And then there's another famous house that was just redone really, really well. Just probably over the last year, they thrashed and got it done as the Honeymoon Hideaway. Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley.
That's an Alexander built. The Alexanders and William Chrysler. It's nothing like it was when it was the Honeymoon Hideaway. But that's kind of a big hype out here because Elvis and Priscilla didn't really get to stay there that long. Thank you to Rona Barrett. And she's got radio, paper. She's got everything. And they'd write down who was at the party, what they ate, what they wore, who visited with who disappeared with who. And it'd go in the entertainment section. And Colonel Parker paid her off to make sure that Elvis was constantly in the news. And so he made sure that wherever it was Rona was easy access to Elvis. And they rented that house for a year. They didn't get to stay there that much. There's always the big thing that, oh, that's where Lisa Marie was conceived and the whole bit. But he owned a home around the other side in what's called Little Tuscany. So he owned a home in there with Priscilla from 1970 to 1972. And then when they separated, she went back to Graceland, and Elvis continued to own that home and pretty much live in it a lot between Vegas, Hollywood, and Palm Springs. He was there a lot, and he had it till he died in 77.
So another notable name, you mentioned it earlier, Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. Did they have deep roots in Palm Springs? I mean, that is just an iconic, it's kind of like a modern day story of athlete and massive personality.
Yeah, Marilyn was actually discovered in Palm Springs. She was discovered at the Racquet Club, which no longer exists. And Marilyn knew that if she was going to be discovered, she had to come to Palm Springs because this was the place that people got discovered. And she was in a beauty contest, and she was discovered by a gentleman named Johnny Hyde. The rest is Norma Jean to Marilyn Monroe.
I'm curious if any of the celebrity hangouts from back in the day are still open and what's still popular today, you know, these watering holes from the past.
Well, you get a handful of people that want to see what that is. They want to see the speakeasies. So there was one speakeasy that was built in Palm Springs that was called the Desert Clubhouse. And that's where all the mob bosses came. And it was built by the Purple Gang. And there's a speakeasy underneath there that you no longer can get in. It's too dangerous, I guess, to go down in there. But the ones that are gone, which is sad, are the Chi Chi Club, which had a beautiful blue room that was amazing. Ruby's Dune, which would then became the Dunes, which Frank Sinatra frequented quite often. So we're losing that little bit of our Indian village and the old glam of Hollywood. And that's pretty much our mission statement, is to keep the golden era of Hollywood alive.
Are there any other cool events going on, such as I've been out there for Modernism Week?
I think that the Modernism is fabulous. All the events that are done, we've got Coachella, Stagecoach, got all the golf tournaments. It's really a happening place, and it's more full-time now than ever before. You know, even though we do have a lot of Southern California residents that shoot down for the weekend, you still have a lot of people coming as a destination from Europe. You know, there's a lot of people that come from France and Italy, and all they want to see are doors. I have a tour that just goes by doors. Orange door, blue door, red door, purple door. It's part of the modernism, but they just want to see those doors.
It's like Monsters, Inc.
I'm going to make a whole tour dedicated to doors.
I have a tour dedicated to doors.
And it shows that you listen to your audience in it.
You mentioned kind of the bygone era, just that the Rat Pack, and but the modern celebrities are going out there as well. Leonardo DiCaprio, the Kardashians. I mean, they're out there. I mean, in what degree are they related to Palm Springs?
Leonardo DiCaprio bought two homes. He bought one of Dinah Shore's. That was a mid-century, designed by William Cody was his name. And then he bought the Cary Grant house, the second one that he had when he was married to Diane Cannon. And he bought it basically for his mom. Rumor has it, which we have a lot of that out here, that he's also purchased some land in Coachella. So these modern day movie stars are not coming to Palm Springs and buying properties. They're moving, building properties. So you might have Merv Griffin started the Griffin Ranch, 5 and 10 acre parcels. Beyond the Griffin Ranch is the Madison. That's where the Kardashians are. They're going down valley. So it's 50 miles basically from Palm Springs. And they're not going to come out and play like everybody else. They're building a complex to play. That's what Frank Sinatra did. He built out there in 1947. So if you want to come see Frank, you'll come to me. I don't go to you. And he's buried out here.
I didn't know that.
Fascinating. Annette, I've also heard that President Obama frequented Palm Springs. So curious if there's been any other elected officials who have frequented the area in addition to former President Obama.
Well, he looked at a place in what's called Thunderbird Heights in Rancho Mirage. Technically, people in the valley refer to Rancho Mirage as the playground of the presidents. So you're going to go back to Eisenhower had a home, Ford had a home. They had a home in Rancho Mirage. And normally it's in Thunderbird Country Club.
I love tiki bars. I love the mid-century vibe. It's really cool. But we have to go to a tiki bar. We have to eat good meals because there are some killer restaurants that celebrities do venture to. What are some of the great restaurants?
I'll be telling you where I've gained 30 pounds in 30 years. So here we go. So I would say the Blue Coyote, Mexican. They have a really good thing called the Coyote Bowl. It's yummy chipotle chicken and then rice and beans and arugula and roasted sweet corn. Tequila is excellent. Cheeky Monkey, come for breakfast, hope you get lunch. There's a little house that used to be owned by Cary Grant called Copley's. Lulu is excellent. You got a new place called Sam's Place, which is excellent. It's by the Sonny Bono statue. Above that is Wilma and Frida. Give them a shout out. Excellent.
I love Wilma and Frida. They have great chilaquiles there.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Did I feed you?
I mean, no one's going to go hungry in Palm Springs. You're going to be well fed. You're going to be entertained. I've always wanted to do on my list of things I wanted to do in Palm Springs that I didn't get to do was the aerial tram. Curious to know if that's something you would recommend.
Yeah, I think when you visit an area, if it's something you haven't done, you should do it. So the tram, the one thing really interesting about the tram is the vertical incline that you're going to go up. It is the steepest vertical incline in North America. So you're going to go through 5 climate zones when you get up there in 12 minutes. You're going from Mexico to Alaska in that 15 minutes. And it's beautiful up there. You know, it's 30 degrees cooler. So the beautiful Peaks Restaurant up there, great dinners, great views. It's a great place.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
A lot of hiking up there. If you want to hike, you can hike down the backside.
Yes.
Make sure you know you have to come back up.
Anything else, Annette? Any pearls of wisdom, undercover, insider Palm Springs, things that you're not supposed to share, but we won't tell anybody?
I don't want to call anybody out, dead or alive. But bring your sunscreen.
Okay, well, that's good.
Bring your appetite, bring your sunscreen, and bring a friend.
The 5-star adventures, Annette, it sounds amazing. Thank you so much. Annette Kessing, thanks again for giving us a drive around Palm Springs here in Motorland.
All right. Appreciate it.
Wow, Annette has so much knowledge. I love the mid-century vibe. We live in a mid-century house. So Palm Springs just embodies so much of a bygone era, but there's new things at Palm Springs as well.
I am definitely going to revive my Palm Springs itinerary after this episode. And one of the first things actually at the top of my list is going to be Annette's tour of doors. Not so much because I want to see the doors. I just want to meet other people who are that into doors.
All right, well, big door fan over here. Hooray for Hollywood, but hooray for Palm Springs. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you to our sponsor, AAA, for keeping us on the road.
And don't forget, AAA members receive complimentary travel planning services, either in the branch or by phone from AAA travel experts.
Hey, and if you don't know how to click on the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app, call AAA. They'll be right out there to help you. Go ahead and hit that like button, share, subscribe. That's important because we want you on board with us every time we go for a trip here in Motorland. Hello, LA, hello, take me anywhere. Motorland is produced by AAA Mountain West Group in cooperation with Sound That Brands. Hello, Take Me Anywhere, written by Justin Sullivan, performed by Night Shop by arrangement with Terror Bird Media. Thank you for listening. If you like it here in Motorland, which I know you do, please give us a rating and review and share it with all your friends. I'm Jared Deanda. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back. We'll see you again soon in Motorland.